right, so what? So tell me a little bit about your prep for this tournament and what it takes from getting from football season into golf season, and how you feel about your game going into this week of Tahoe.
Well, I definitely probably play less golf than anyone else in the field here, that's for sure. As a lot of you guys are playing 5, 6, 7 days a week, and I definitely would never do that. But I definitely try to. I love this tournament so much that I try to get out and actually hit some putts and work on my short game. I know that's huge. But I never really have a golf season, I guess to say. There's only a couple months of the year when I can play. But I enjoy it. I really do. And I always, even though I'm not contending for the lead out here, I'm always still competing, at least with myself, to try to play better.
What index are you playing off of this year? Where is your game at?
You say where my game at right now?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Honestly, that's the thing about me, being a guy that doesn't play a whole lot. It all depends on the day, you know. Guys that aren't very good at golf, it's because we're not consistent. That's definitely my game. One day I can come out and if I play well, you know, shooting like the possible in low 80s, and then if I come out and I'm driving the ball out of bounds and missing putts, I can shoot in the high 90s. So it's so up and down.
What is the experience like for you playing with fellow athletes and celebrities and seeing where, I mean, you have guys that are just good enough to play kind of professional grade golf and folks like Charles Barkley that don't have a prayer in the world of breaking 100 ever again. So how do you feel kind of being on the better end of that spectrum?
Well, yeah, I mean, it is weird. You see, a lot of these guys out here are really good. This is my 7th year playing in Tahoe, I think, so guys improve every year because they really want to play well, especially athletes now when we're competitive.
Yeah.
But there is a large, a big spectrum of guys out here, and I wish I was a better player, but, you know, everybody wishes they were better. But the thing about it is a lot of us think you could, we could work on a game, and all of a sudden at 30-something becomes, you know, compete with some of these pros, and the fact is, you know, those pros were out there on the range when they were 5 years old hitting 1,000 golf balls while we were playing sports for all those years. So they have that so much of a jump that they're just so good. We can't even comprehend how good those pros are.
Does playing in a tournament like this with, you know, thousands of people watching you give you an appreciation for what the guys are trying to do week to week on the PGA Tour?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we were just talking about the Dustin Johnson missed putt a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And just how we felt for him at the U.S. Open. And understand, and even being out here, like, this is the only time I ever play golf. When there's a gallery, there's people watching, and every shot actually counts. So it's a big deal. Those putts, those like 6-foot putts, they're brutal, and they'll make anyone kind of take a second look at it. So yeah, it's good though. It gives you a lot of adrenaline to play golf, which you normally in a normal round, you know, I don't have.
What's the adrenaline like for golf in front of a crowd versus tackling a running back coming down the middle of the field in a crowd of 70,000? What's the difference like?
It's definitely different, but I think like anything you do that you're kind of excited for and you're anxious about, you can you get that little feeling that you just, I don't know, it's an anxious, excited feeling that you really want to get out there. And so there is actually some similarities, but then with football, you know, you need to go out there and run around and be physical and almost be a little bit out of control. And in golf, you got to find a way to take that adrenaline and kind of rein it in and use it to make sure you make it solid contact on the ball, because you gotta be focused in, because I've definitely dumped a few shots out here in front of the crowds, and I'm sure it's embarrassing, but you know, it happens.
I assume the experience of kind of channeling rage, channeling anger that naturally happens in golf is totally different than channeling that kind of intensity that comes out of just naturally being in the cauldron with guys playing football, 22 on a field, just hitting the crap out of each other.
Yes, it is definitely, but you're right, it is channeling like the energy and whatever, that rage, whatever it may be. And in golf, you got to find a way to put the last hole behind you, just like in football, you know. There's no matter who you are, there's going to be plays that didn't go the way you want them to, and you got to find a way to let those go and move on to the next one. And that is for sure what happens out here in golf, because double bogey is the worst you can score out here. There's a Stableford system, so you want to be positive points, and a double bogey gets you -2. So, you know, I've had times where I've ran, you know, 3 double bogeys in a row, and you feel like you're really fighting an uphill battle, and you got to find a way to hunker down and try to at least get a couple good pars out of the next couple holes, because if you sit there and just worry what's going on and how bad your round's going, it's only going to get worse.
What is it like for you to interact so directly with a crowd that is typically pretty rowdy and a lot of fun to be around, as opposed to being on the football field where you feel that energy from the crowd, but you can't go up to them and have a conversation in the middle of the game?
Yeah, it's different for sure. But people, you know, sports fans are sports fans, I think. The people that are out here are sports fans, and there's obviously actors and different people, but playing in the tournament. But it's cool. It's really fun to see, and you have to go, and, you know, there's kids out here and sign stuff for them, and it's like a, you know, it's basically a real golf event, so especially there's ropes and everything, and I live close to Mearfield in Columbus, Ohio, yeah. So I go watch the Memorial Tournament almost every year, and stand outside the ropes and watch those guys play. So this is a perfect event. The American Century puts on an unbelievable whole week for us out here.
Can you relay the story for everybody a little bit from your perspective of the tackle that you laid on the Volunteer fan in this tournament? That, I mean, how did that come about, and how did you feel basically taking out a guy who was asking to get it?
I mean, I was, you know, those guys, they're going to be out there today. They're always out there on the seventh hole on the tee box, kind of not heckling, but yelling at guys and wanting them to throw a football with them or do, you know, some kind of stunt. And they were just adding, one of their buddies was a pretty big guy, and they just kept asking me to tackle him. And so my brother Caddy's told him that here, and he said, yeah, he's like, you want to tackle him? And I was thinking, yeah, why not, man, let's do it. And so I went over there, and they started getting excited and pumping me up and then telling me how hard they wanted me to hit their buddy, and he kept telling me how hard he wanted me to hit him. And he was kind of big, and I knew he was going to have to take a good, decent shot at him to get him down. And so it all kind of worked out perfectly, man, and got a good rib shot on him, and he went on the ground, and we gave him a big hug and high-fived all his buddies, and had been, I had no idea it would kind of take off and people would see him, and, you know, kind of went viral for a little bit, I guess, and so I've been getting texts and calls about that all the time.
Do you remember what his immediate reaction was when you first hit him?
His immediate reaction?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you could kind of hear it. It was like a good hit you get in a football game. It kind of, the air went out of his lungs a little bit. He was like simulating like he was a quarterback, dropping back and taking a drop, and he kind of exposed his ribs and everything. And that was the only spot that you could really hit him. So my shoulder went right in his ribs. So you could kind of hear him gasp a little bit. But he's a tough dude. He got up with kind of grass stains all over his shirt and everything, and he was awesome.
Pack fans, and I'm a Pack fan, and obviously now Bengal fans geek out to get to see you this week, but who do you get to geek out seeing playing in this tournament this week?
I mean, everybody. That's why this tournament is so awesome, is that all the guys that play in this are so nice and so just open and just fun and accessible, and we all hang out together. But every year there's always different guys, but it's always fun to see the guys that you've played with in the years past. But, I mean, a guy like Justin Timberlake obviously is out here, and he's already, the tournament hasn't even officially started, and he's already just been so gracious with his time and so available to the fans and to us even. And yeah, he's been awesome, been fun to see, and I know he's a good golfer too, but it's always good to see Aaron Rodgers, my good buddy. Now, obviously, I see him a lot, but now being in Cincinnati, I won't see him as much. But I probably won't play in his group this week. He's a better golfer than me, but it's good to see him. And then just everybody out here, man, it's just cool, all the relationships you build from coming here over the years.
What, at the end of this tournament, you're pretty much you know, a week or two away from really getting into the meat of training camp, starting really the football calendar all over again. So this is kind of a week, a little bit bittersweet, or you get excited to get back out on the field and do what you do best?
No, I mean, this week is always, since this is, I think, my seventh one, it's always kind of the final deal before we go back to camp, so it's kind of a tradition, and it feels good, and we're always ready. You know, camp is camp. I'm going into my 10th season, so I'm excited to start, man. I just feel very fortunate and lucky to still be playing a game I love and to still really be passionate about it. I love playing football. I really do it. I'm 31 years old now. And so, yeah, it's something where you're ready to get going, I think, once this week wraps up. We're ready to get back on the field.
Well, enjoy these next few days. Enjoy the program today. Thanks for taking some time out with us, and have a great week.
All right. Thank you.